Dan Hanula walks the floor of the Abbotsford factory that's been his second home since 1976.
All of our product comes in on north end of the building here, and we have basically three production lines that run the length of the plant.
Women sit behind row after row of humming sewing machines and cut fabric as it rolls out of industrial quilters. They're making draperies, bedspreads, and pillowcases for hospitals and the biggest hotel chains in the world.
Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, Travelodge, Knights Inn, Ramadas, Wingates, Wyndham, Hawthorne Suites, Hyatt, Hilton, the Holiday Inn people.
And Dan Hanula says they do a lot of business.
200 properties a month. It's a lot of drapery, a lot of bedspreads.
The women who work here say they love their jobs. Angie Colby puts a line of stitching on sheer fabric.
I love to sew. Sewn since I was 8 years old. When I was young, I never thought I'd be able to make a living sewing.
Julia Westrick says it's creative work.
We do the fancy draperies you see in windows, you know, that look so lovely, and it makes you feel proud when you get through doing it. It's kind of my claim to fame.
Julia has been working here for 16 years. She was here when the economy collapsed, and Dan Hanula worked overtime to keep them in business.
We were really low when the bottom dropped out of our industry. He was out on the road hunting up work for us to keep us going.
Well, I guess I didn't realize fully how nervous they were about losing their jobs. I really felt that this was going to happen.
What happened saved 61 jobs in this small central Wisconsin community and a major part of the regional economy. Dan's odyssey started when he was hunting in Canada.
I'm in a tree in the middle of nowhere, and I get a text message from our CEO saying, you might want to get a hold of Las Vegas.
Dan drove hundreds of miles and met with an old business associate who was willing to buy the company and save it from bankruptcy and put Dan in charge. But he wanted to close down the Abbotsford factory and move production to Las Vegas.
I called my wife. I said, why would we want to do that? Why do we want to close this facility? We've been here, we're established, we're trained. What we really needed was financing.
Dan Hanula said no to his friend in Las Vegas and decided he was going to try to buy the company himself.
Well, we screamed help to Scott Suter, our state representative. I emailed his office early afternoon on that Monday, and I had probably four phone calls waiting for me 7 o'clock Tuesday morning.
With the help of Representative Suter, the state of Wisconsin, Clark County, and the city of Abbotsford, Dan Hanula was able to come up with $1.3 million and is now the owner and president. Back on the factory floor, Annie Bunkelman looks up from her sewing machine and remembers the anxiety.
That scared me. I didn't want to lose my job.
You were worried?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Annie says it would have hurt the whole community.
I think it would have hurt it a lot. And if we had to look for a job elsewhere, we would have had to go elsewhere to shop. So yeah, economically, I think Abbotsford would have been hurting.
Line supervisor Donna Rao says families would have been hurting too.
It's very important. I mean, it doesn't change our lives. We can keep on as we were, and we're happy.
Nobody's happier than Dan Hanula.
We're overwhelmed by the amount of support that we got from the state and the region and the city of Abbotsford. They said they weren't going to let these 50-some jobs go. They were not going to let them go. And we got it done.
Decorator Industries is now privately owned with a simple new name, DI. In Abbotsford, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.